Sat's comments after live stream meditation, March 25th, 2020.
Salam bar hamigi. Hello to everybody. I know that past few months, somehow the subject of simplicity keep coming up. So tonight, let's see what else it comes out. The world as we know and lived in had left the simplicity behind. There was no simplicity in thoughts. There was no simplicity in emotion. There was no simplicity in their words and action, nor their lifestyle. And that caused the havoc. It not only caused struggle for humanity, but it also rippled into the nature and all the other creation. This subject of simplicity keep coming to me every day. Going back to our nature, and I think the situation that the world presents for those of us that have enough wisdom to see through the lines of fear and wrong report and chaotic action, that really what is calling for is simplicity. In simplicity, there are very few desires, and those desires are very essential for maintaining the body, maintaining this dream. So if we can look at our desires, our attachment to many, many things in our life, if we can take an inventory and see truly which one, by holding on to, by desiring it, is giving us more peace. And by this taking inventory, if we see that it's not giving us peace by holding on or wanting it, then it's time to drop it. Simplicity of eating, simplicity of thinking, simplicity of emotion. What does that mean? It means that we feed our silence that is eternal, vastness of that silence, more time and less time to wanting, grabbing, fearing, sustaining, surviving. All of these emotions and behavior that only feeds the ego, which is that false entity that we call ourselves. So simplicity is not a very just an inspiring word. It is way of life we need to go back to. For the first time, after many, many, many years, I made myself a bread. And I thought it would be very complicated. I took the flours, I thought, well, water would be good, but it would be more complex if I put some milk in it. And then I started massaging it. And then I banged it with my hand. I stretched it. I put it in the oven. It was the most delicious bread I've had since my father used to bake. That's simplicity. That's just this example of how our food can be simple, not so much cooked, and spending hours in the kitchen, or thoughts about what we're going to eat. If there is thoughts that are complex, if there is fear, all of that is not simplicity, it's not us. It just is not us. If it was us, it would feel good. So we let it go. Like I said so many times, this is the most enlightening time of our life. To have everything closed for us, every shop, everything, and to tell us not to go out. Perfect. Now I can have more silence and let go of my attachment. So simplicity in emotion means when the fear comes, and it will come at times, because it's the mechanism that keeps the ego going. We need to say no, and we need to mean it as the first ripple of fear that comes up. Not later, just right there. Because it's not simple. It makes our life complex. So please take simplicity into contemplation, and you will see that there is a new world that opens, even though it's a simple word, but it does something to your consciousness that is beyond description. Namaste.